For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and as always, it is my honor and privilege to be here with you today, bringing you all of the latest and greatest information related to health and wellness. And today is absolutely no exception. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. You can also listen to any of our previously recorded shows by going to the Village Green website, www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a little radio microphone icon, and if you click on that, it will take you to our archive show section. You can listen to and download any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. It is a wonderful resource to expand your education and knowledge about health and wellness. So today's show, we're going to be discussing some really interesting aspects of the gastrointestinal system, and we're going to be talking about some sort of cutting-edge research and information that helps shed some light on issues we've known about for a really long time. But of course, you know, we're learning a lot in my field, definitely. So much is happening and so much has been happening over the years. In one way, you know, what I do and what many of you listeners out there also subscribe to is we know fundamentally that eating a healthy diet, good quality fresh foods and good quality lean proteins and vegetables and avoiding sugar and processed food. I mean, we know this is healthy, right? I mean, it's like what our grandparents told us to eat. And all the way back, you know, to Hippocrates, who the founder of medicine said, let thy food be thy medicine. There's been this concept that food and some of these simple ideas are so incredibly important to our fundamental health. But it seems that we got lost along the way somewhere. As medicine really started to become this idea of pharmaceuticals and this whole idea that we could outsmart the body and design these tools to manipulate the body, we started to forget about these really simple basic principles. So over the last, you know, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, there was this divergence, this idea that all human issues could be fixed with things like medications. Well, now what's really interesting in my field is that the things that we've known about, the things that we are that make such basic sense, eat a healthy diet, we're now starting to let the science catch up and start really validating the basic principles of eating a healthy diet. And what we're going to talk about in today's show is sort of no different. It's another example how for a very long period of time, certain doctors and certain people have really felt that food can play a dramatic role in how somebody feels and their overall health. Now, this can be many different scenarios. This could be something related to a gastrointestinal problem. Irritable bowel syndrome, such a common diagnosis. So many people receive this, and it's a subset of symptoms characterized usually by gastrointestinal pain, discomfort, bloating, diarrhea, alternating with constipation, all sorts of bowel irregularities, but there's no pathology. There's nothing wrong when the doctors use the scopes and do the tests. Nothing comes up as abnormal, so you're just diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome, and there's not many medications for it. Well, I can't tell you how many people end up in my office because they say, yes, I got this diagnosis of IBS, and you know, my doctor just said, well, there's not a lot we can do. We have a couple medications you can try. And when I asked him the question, could this be related to anything that I'm eating? They said, well, I don't know. And inherently, it just didn't make sense because clearly the gastrointestinal system deals mainly with food that you bring into your system. So if it's really upset and irritated, isn't it possible that it could be related to food? Why aren't doctors educating people about how foods may be related to their GI symptoms? Well, most of the standard testing that we would do to evaluate whether or not a food is aggravating your immune system or causing a symptom would have to be a standard allergy test. This is what's called an IgE-mediated reaction. And what naturopathic doctors and many more holistic doctors have known or believed for a very long period of time is that there are other ways food can negatively impact your system besides just an allergy. And that is where there is a strong divergence from the belief of naturopathic doctors and many integrative and holistic doctors and the more conventional model of medicine that feels if there's not a positive IgE reactivity on a test, there's no way that food can be causing a problem. Now, and again, another instance where for years, 20, 30, 40 years, even longer than that, naturopaths were believing that this was a problem. You have to look at this just because the IgE tests were negative doesn't mean that a food might not be contributing to your bloating, your irritable bowel syndrome, possibly even your headaches or your eczema or skin issue or psoriasis or, you know, many other autoimmune conditions. What's gotten turned around, again, as science has caught up and started to be able to validate what we perceived observationally, now science is starting to help to prove. So, for example, one of the lead researchers in exploring the effects of gluten, which is the primary protein in wheat, Dr. Fasano, is an Italian physician who actually works right here at the University of Maryland. And he's one of the international leaders in research when it comes to celiac disease and gluten issues. Well, in the last 5 to 10 years, Dr. Fasano has pioneered a huge amount of work and finally scientifically validated this fact that many people are very sensitive to gluten, even though they don't have celiac disease and even though they don't test positive with the most classic IgE food sensitivity tests. For years, I've only been practicing for 10 years, but I remember when I first started practicing and I would talk with patients and say, I think it could be a food issue. I think it could be maybe related to gluten. They will say, I asked my doctor that too. He tested me for gluten, said I don't have celiac disease, and told me that there's no way that my symptoms could be related to gluten because I'm negative for celiac. Well, that was 10 years ago. Now, patients and doctors are having this dialogue because science has caught up and helped us understand that there are things going on in the body that may not be related to the tests we already know about. And this is what is exciting about my field for me and for everybody out there listening, I'm sure for you as well. We live in a culture where all of our medicine has to be this scientifically based placebo-controlled double-blind study. And the problem is, even though it's a great model, and for many years I did just straight science, and good science is good science no matter how you slice it, but there are sometimes observational things that you see. Sometimes there are clinical patterns that you see that may be very real, but we don't necessarily have the science to back them up yet. And that is what some of these examples are. Now, today, we're going to be talking about some other science, some other issues that we're starting to understand about the body and about the GI system that now that science is catching up, we're starting to see the evidence of why naturopaths and other doctors for so long talked about food sensitivities and food issues causing a variety of health problems. And as I talked about a minute ago, food sensitivities don't just end at the GI system, at the gut. Just because, you know, you don't have a gastrointestinal symptom like stomach pain, acid reflux, bloating, gas, constipation, diarrhea, doesn't mean that you don't have a food issue. Focus and concentration issues, depression, anxiety, insomnia, chronic headaches, skin issues, autoimmune disease. These are all things, joint pain and inflammation, that can be very much related to a food problem or a gut problem, even though they don't have any symptomology in the gut. So I have on the phone with me today one of my dear colleagues, Dr. Cheryl Burdett. She's a naturopathic doctor. After graduating from Bastyr University in 2001, she completed her residency at Cancer Treatment Centers of America and the Family Health and Wellness Center, one of three hospital-based residencies available for naturopathic doctors in the country. She has lectured internationally and believes that education is a critical component of empowering others on their journey to wellness. She works as part of a team-based approach, combining her perspective with that of MDs, DOs, and dietitians to provide a synergistic treatment plan that addresses the individual in a complete and holistic manner. So Dr. Burdett, thank you for being on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me. And I feel the exact same about you, Dr. Pizzero. I just feel like on the same page and we're seeing the same things. And as we see those same things, it really validates what our medicine has said. Just like you mentioned, for years, naturopaths have talked about the gut and we've talked about changing the diet. But we might have said this is anecdotal evidence, meaning that it's our stories and our collective stories and our shared stories, but not the same thing as a scientific study. And so I appreciate you mentioning Dr. Pisano out of Italy. I talk about him as being like my Brad Pitt. And the reason I say that is because I'm so excited about what he's done in terms of validating our story, validating our collective experience, and validating that naturopathic thought that I'm practically a groupie. and what's so neat is that what you said exactly is that the science is catching up to what we've seen over and over, that if you change the diet, if you change the gut, you'll change outcomes. So I wanted to speak to, let's just back it up to that, the IBS that you started with and irritable bowel syndrome. And so some people will go in for that, but I've read statistics that say as many as 47% to 70% of people out there with pain and discomfort will, pun intended, gut it out. And so there's so many people out there that say, oh, I have some gas or bloating, but what's somebody going to do for me? And there's a lot that can be done. And beyond that, then what you went on to say is that it's not just a gut issue, that inflammation in our gut affects us systemically. And then you mentioned how people can have depression or decreased the concentration, cognitive, decreased focus. In fact, a Dr. Perlmutter out of Naples, he's a neurologist that does a lot of integrative work. He, in fact, just published an article last month that talked about gluten, that from that molecule from wheat being at the heart of many neurologic conditions. And the reason is because they can trigger inflammation. And when you drill down, there are not very many conditions out there that we get that we're trying to prevent that don't have an inflammatory component. From heart disease to cancer to things neurologic to depression, fatigue, weight gain, we can generally point to some inflammatory component, some fire in the body that's making things not work like they should. And so let's kind of illustrate this. If I maybe I eat a food and I feel a little bit grumbly from that, and I come to you and I say, well, is it really important for me to avoid this food all the time? And I think there are a variety of answers there, and there's each individual, but the question is, how important is it to avoid inflammation? And how important is it to avoid inflammation over something the size of a tennis court? If I took our gut and I stretched it from end to end, it would cover essentially a tennis court. So now put a little bit of inflammation all over that and shove it in your body, and yeah, that can have some pretty dramatic effects. So who is this Dr. Pisano, and what is this Somnolent? Well, essentially, he identified what exactly you said, that the way that we can react to foods is not just something called an IgE response. What's an IgE response? Well, that's an immediate reaction to food. You eat the strawberry, your lips swell. The little kid's exposed to the peanut, he gets hives or shortness of breath, immediate trip to the emergency room. And that is one type of reaction. But we didn't have the science there, now we do, thanks to Dr. Pisano, to validate this other piece that we see, that people would eat things they're sensitive to, and they might not even hurt in their gut, but they're more fatigued, their joints ache, they have depression, what we'll call brain fog, can't remember where they put their keys or can't remember that neighbor's name that they've lived next to for 20 years. Well, unfortunately, we don't just get one way that our immune system can react to foods. We get actually a number of ways, and one of those is not just IgE, but IgG. And these are delayed sensitivities to foods, 3 to 72 hours after we eat them, and possibly more insidious symptoms, ongoing, more chronic symptoms, the fatigue, the joint ache, et cetera. Well, what Dr. Pisano isolated for us is exactly how this happens. You eat a food you're sensitive to, and absolutely affects the gut. It starts to irritate the gut, and we produce more inflammatory reaction.
So Dr. Burdette, I don't want to, this is getting to be the most important education piece, I think, that people are going to get during the show, but we have to take a break. So when we come back, I don't want to shortchange, you know, the importance of people understanding the physiology of what's happening in their body, why it's happening. And then the next step, of course, that we're going to talk about are ways to mediate that inflammation, ways to mediate that immune response to support lowering of inflammation, healing of the gut, reduction of inflammation, and improvement of overall symptoms. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for letting me be with you today. In the last segment, we sort of introduced and teased this idea of the gastrointestinal system and how it relates to so many other aspects of health. I have on the phone with me today Dr. Cheryl Burdette, a naturopathic doctor, international lecturer, and clinician practicing alongside MDs and DOs and other clinicians at a practice, multidisciplinary practice in Georgia, and definitely a leader in the naturopathic field. So Dr. Burdette, thank you for being on the show with us today. We appreciate you having... Great. And then in the last segment we ended, you were going to start explaining some of the physiology of the gut. We had talked about the IgE reactions, the immediate reactions, the more classic ones. People eat a oyster or shellfish and they get a bad reaction, or a peanut. You had just talked about these IgG reactions, which are these delayed sensitivity reactions. I'd like you to pick up from there and talk to us about the physiology and how these reactions manifest, and just you have plenty to talk about. So go ahead.
Yeah, so all right, you're sitting there thinking, well, when I eat something, my lips don't swell, I don't get shortness of breath, I don't have an allergy. And that may be to some degree semantics. You might not have a strict allergy as an immunologist would define it, but you may have a food sensitivity. And so you're eating a food that you're sensitive to, or potentially you have an overgrowth of a bad bacteria in the gut that you shouldn't have. That is quite possible. Just recently, National Geographic had their 125th anniversary, and for that they did 5 covers. And one of those covers was all about the mysteries of the gut, where we harbor over 30,000 different species of bacteria. So quite possible you could have a wrong bacteria thrown into the mix, or a food that shouldn't be there, and now your gut begins to be irritated. And so what Dr. Fasano did for us, this researcher out of Italy, is he identified the biomarker that goes along with it that validated what we've seen naturopathically as clinicians for years. So the gut becomes inflamed, it becomes leaky or permeable. You irritate it. It's like picking out a scab. It now opens up. When the gut opens up, that's your barrier between foods or bugs and the outside world and your immune system reacting to it. If that barrier gets broken down, the immune system is broken down. And if the immune system is skewed, that can set you up for not only allergies or fatigue, but even certain autoimmune conditions. And Dr. Fasano even goes on to talk about certain cancers or diabetes that might be tied into this leaky gut. The gut opens. One of his pieces of research, the title is called Open Sesame, shows zonulin, the gut gets irritated. That sends a signal down to our DNA, the brain of the cell, and now this zonulin is released. Zonulin comes back out to our gut, binds to receptors, and tight junctions, Open Sesame, begins to occur. The gut opens up, your protection is degraded, now foods start to flood into the body, or maybe bugs that were in the gut start to flood into the body, and this creates inflammation. Like I said earlier, inflammation is the heart of, well, heart disease, but also autoimmune conditions, even fatigue, even depression. For example, when there's more inflammation, normally we take amino acids that we get from diet and from protein, and we convert those into neurotransmitters, things like serotonin that give us a sense of well-being. Inflammation even blocks that from occurring. So even if you're sitting there thinking, my stomach doesn't hurt when I eat food, it could still be creating inflammation. Right? Think about somebody you know that might have heart disease. They're not sitting around in pain, but that inflammation can eventually create a plaque that can create narrowing of your arteries, increased blood pressure. So we don't always feel inflammation. It has different ways it can manifest. Dr. Fasano isolated this zonulin, the key thing that goes up, and you can measure it in the bloodstream, goes up when that gut is degrading. So now if we can see a broken gut, so to speak, then we have a whole new way for treating inflammation. And again, like you said, it gets us right back to eat healthy, eat foods you're not sensitive to. And so while that might seem so simplistic, the biochemical complexity builds and builds and builds and gives us this validation that as simple to say, eat the foods that are good for you, maybe hard to actualize, but it really proves that diet does matter, and it's a key inflammatory component. So as naturopaths, we've spoken for years about if the gut is inflamed, that proteins leak through, and now your immune system is confused and will start to react to those foods, and you can see more and more inflammation, more and more symptoms. Well, there's one more reason, at least, why we are on the right track to treat the gut. Did you know when you treat the gut, when you give probiotics, and when you give even things like fish oils that reduce inflammation in the gut, you start to produce more enzymes in the gut. So you may have heard of hydrochloric acid or pancreatic enzymes that break up food, but you might not have heard of this enzyme, diamine oxidase. What's that? The enzyme that degrades histamine. So how about some of our patients out there that they get on a good diet and they change what they're doing, but they come back to us and say, you know what? I'm still feeling some inflammation. I know it's not the cantaloupe because I ate the cantaloupe 3 days ago and didn't have an issue. Well, it might be that the enzyme that degrades histamine, that diamine oxidase, has been worn away as that gut layer was worn away. And so that cantaloupe 3 days ago had some histamine, but every food, as it ages and degrades, has more histamine. So those confusing cases where we say, gosh, it can't be the food, they ate that 3 days ago. Well, now 3 days later, that same food has more histamine, and certain people have an inability to deal with histamine. And so, again, it helps us to say, well, what if I'm only a little reactive to food? Well, you might have a mild reaction to it, but how's your own ability to degrade histamine? And so it gives us one more affirmation that treating the gut gives us a whole new way to lower not only histamine and allergies and autoimmune conditions, but one more kind of scientific proof that when we treat the gut, it's a very fundamental way to lower inflammation, not only in the stomach, but throughout the body.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I think, where people don't always understand and take into consideration that their symptoms may be related to their gut. And even people who have somewhat of an idea, if they come in and all they're focused on is depression or anxiety, and all of a sudden we start discussing, maybe we should look at what's going on with your gut and if there's any inflammation or there are certain markers that we can test for that can help us diagnose a condition called leaky gut, which, as Dr. Burdett alluded to, this open sesame, when this barrier, this membrane has been compromised and things can start getting into the system, there's quite a disconnect where people just sort of say, well, but I don't think it's food because it doesn't seem to matter what I eat at all. You know, when my depression is bad all the time, how it doesn't matter if I eat junk food or if I eat good food. So, I mean, what do you say to those people, Dr. Burdett?
I say, absolutely, it does matter. It does matter, and it might be that, one, they haven't figured out exactly the foods that they're sensitive to. And we've got all kinds of ways of doing this. A very easy thing to do is something, well, easy on face again, harder to actually put into practice, but it's something called an elimination diet. And in this style of diet, you remove foods that we know to be the most pro-inflammatory. Those are things like gluten, dairy, soy, corn, peanuts, oranges, and I think I'm leaving something out there. Eggs. And so you just take out the common inflammatory inflammatory foods, take them out for a period of time, reintroduce them one at a time, and then you basically challenge that food, see if it makes you feel worse. But that will capture a lot of information a lot of the time. Sometimes not always, though. What if you're allergic to chicken or beef? Or what if you're a little bit of allergic to strawberries and cantaloupe and eggs, and then you have to have the right combination of those before they're a trigger? And or what if you haven't taken the foods out long enough to really allow that gut to heal? If that's the case, you might say, I took those foods out for a couple weeks. I didn't notice any difference in my depression. Well, it may be that zonulin has not come down yet, that marker that tells your gut to open, that marker that's responsible for more inflammation in the body, it might be that you didn't do it long enough. So now with simple blood tests, we could measure something like a zonulin. If that's high, we say, aha, your gut has been permeated. Your gut is more permeable. Your first line of defense between the outside world and your immune system, your first line of defense that decides whether or not we're going to be tolerant of the outside world or react to it, is still inflamed. And that's why you didn't see the shift in depression, because you just didn't get to that endpoint. I mean, even conventional antidepressants, something like a Lexapro, takes 6 weeks to work, to get in your system. And now we're talking about actually healing part of the body. So you can see why that might take more time. But it's doable. And it's doable with all the things that we've thought about. For example, probiotics help to lower this zonulin. Fish oil helps what are called the little microvilli, the fingers of the gut, to plump back up. And when they plump back up, they start to make more diamine oxidase to break down histamine. So all these tools that seem so simple, eat right, good healthy flora, good healthy fats, are validated over and over by zonulin, by diamine oxidase, by IgG food sensitivity testing. Things that sound that sound complicated all boil down to simply trying to figure out what are the best foods for your body to eat, what's the normal flora, how do we mimic nature as much as possible. And you know what's so empowering about that? As Fasano says, It subverts the current paradigm, and it means that we're not stuck in place with genetics, but we now are empowered over conditions. If we change our environment, if we change our internal environment, we have a whole new way to treat these things. And you know what else he talks about? That this zonulin goes up 3 years before autoimmune conditions, before allergies. This leaky gut happens before even cancers. So if we can catch it, we can prevent it. We have a whole new way of treating these things.
Yeah, it's really a great concept and a great way to start understanding our bodies. And as we talked about at the beginning of the show, it's so nice to actually see the scientific validation for these more observational types of recommendations mm-hmm. that we were making for so long. So, when we come back from the break, Dr. Burdette, I'd like you to talk a little bit more about this aspect of histamine, because people understand histamine to a degree. Currently, right now it's springtime up here in DC and Maryland, and the cars are coated in pollen and everybody's sneezing. And we all sort of have this idea of histamine being a part of these type of sinus and regular upper respiratory allergy reactions, but we don't think about histamine in our food. We don't think about histamine playing a role in our gut. And there are some products out there that we talked about, this enzyme that helps break down histamine, we can actually take and to help our bodies deal with some of this reactivity. And I think what's important, I do this work with people, as I'm sure you do all the time, whether you're doing an elimination diet or you do some type of testing or evaluation and you get the results and you see this list of all these foods that somebody might be sensitive to, then there's the part of trying to implement it. And how can we use some things that help us break down histamine to make the implementation process a little easier, to help make this more practical while still getting the same outcomes? And now with some of these markers, like you referred to the zonulin, we actually have some measurable markers that can help us understand the progression of how we're healing. So when we come back from the break, let's talk about histamine and help people understand its role in food, in our health, and in our gut, and in this process of inflammation. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and as always, it is a privilege and honor to be here with you today. I hope you are all enjoying the show. I certainly am, learning a lot of great information from one of my colleagues, Dr. Cheryl Burdett, who has been on the line with us today, and we've been talking about the gut, the GI system, how the inflammation and food sensitivities and food allergies, particularly these delayed sensitivity reactions, these IgG reactions, can oftentimes create chronic inflammation, lead to permeability in the gut, which can potentiate the inflammation and contribute to all types of conditions, including heart disease, even cancer, skin conditions, of course, GI symptoms, mental mood disorders, including anxiety, depression, and insomnia. And the list keeps going on. As the theme of the show is basically these are concepts that integrative and naturopathic doctors have been talking about forever. And now, thanks to the work of a few key researchers, Dr. Fasano is one we've mentioned numerous times on the show, we're actually starting to be able to scientifically validate what we've been seeing clinically for a very long time, which is, of course, very, very exciting because then it's not long before it becomes a more widely accepted model. And in this segment, Dr. Burdett, we've alluded to and talked about histamine a little bit. I'd love for you to expand upon histamine, how we get exposed to histamine, what it occurs in, and then, you know, what we can do about it and how that affects, you know, symptoms and how they present.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. That yellow pollen goo that's coating everything up there and down here in Atlanta as well, that can be a source of histamine creation. However, foods will create histamine in our body and even contain histamine. So older foods, aged meat, red wine, older cheeses, they have the most histamine. But any food, as it ages or degrades, will start to produce some histamine. So, for example, I talked about maybe somebody eats a cantaloupe, and then they eat it 3 days later, and they have a bad stomach day, or they're more fatigued or more depression. They say, well, it can't be the cantaloupe because I ate that 3 days ago. Well, 3 days ago, that cantaloupe didn't have as much histamine. So now it sits there, it ripens, more histamine's created, you eat it, and now, boom, you react, but it's confusing. So one thing that I did clinically, it's all confusing. You read 12 diet books, they tell you 12 different things. What should I eat? What's right for me? And really, it boils down to that individual sitting there. So we have some basic kind of truths that are out there, things like the Mediterranean diet, a high vegetable diet will be healthier, would be less histamine or inflammatory creating, but we can just get right to the punchline. You can do a simple blood draw, measure things like 130 foods, and say, here are the ones that are causing inflammation in the body. And so when we do that, we're typically measuring IgG, delayed sensitivities, although you can measure immediate ones in the blood too, but and those IgG, they start to leak through the gut, and they produce histamine. They can either trigger our own immune cells to release histamine, or, again, like I said earlier, some of those foods can even contain histamine. So we think of histamine in terms of itchy eyes and runny nose and maybe a full feeling in our ears, coughing. But did you know histamine can cause muscle to contract, like smooth muscle around a vessel, so tightening those vessels, which could increase blood pressure? Or how about cramps we can get before our period? Histamine can cause that to clamp down too. Or so histamine can do a lot of things in the body besides just runny nose, itchy eyes. So we eat foods that cause our immune system to react, now we're producing more histamine. Or maybe, and here's an area where Europe's a little bit ahead, some people do not have the enzyme to degrade histamine. So you might say, well, why can I go out and breathe pollen and nothing happens to me, but my kiddo has the window open for 1 second and they're all inflamed? Well, they could have less of the enzyme that breaks down histamine, thiamine oxidase. In Europe, they know people who are reactive, you can measure this, you look at it in the blood, it's called histaminosis, you have an inability to deal with the histamine. And so you treat that differently, right? Because if you're reacting to a food, easy enough to remove the food. But how about these people that seem to react to everything or can't quite get your finger on what's going on? Well, they might not degrade histamine as well. So, interestingly, we can actually take thiamine oxidase, and there's some products out there, something called HisBlock. It has thiamine oxidase in it. And so now we can take something that will start to break down the histamine. But one of the things I love about this is that even though maybe arguably you're treating a symptom, you're taking something to break down histamine, as you break down that histamine, you create a healthier gut environment. As you create a healthier gut environment, you will start to make more of that enzyme, the thiamine oxidase, because we make this predominantly in our gut. And so, yes, you can take it, but as you take it, you create an environment that's easier for your body to make it itself. And so what you'll see is over time, you need it less and less. Now, couple that maybe with working with a good integrative physician or a naturopathic doctor, and they will help you treat this leaky gut that we've treated for years, but now Fasano has put it in the literature. Used to, if you'd go look at medical literature, you'd never find the word leaky gut, but now thanks to him, you do see it. And so it's the same things we've talked about for years. Clean up the gut. Good, healthy probiotics. Probiotics essentially create this sludge over our little microvilli fingers there in the gut. And when that occurs, you start to make more thiamine oxidase. So you break down more histamine. Again, as I've mentioned fish oils earlier. We already knew that fish oils were a natural anti-inflammatory. You can take them if you're achy or have joint pain. But another piece of it, and I always thought about fish oils, they stop what's called degranulation. What's that? It means when an immune cell bursts open and releases histamine everywhere. Well, the fish oils can help with that. But those same fish oils are also helping you produce more of your enzyme that degrades histamine. So even though we can take this thiamine oxidase, it's often a short-term therapy that allows the body to heal, meaning that you're treating the cause, this inflammatory component, and resetting tissue helps so that the body's able to do the work itself.
So when you, because there are products, and of course, I think mm-hmm. one of the only companies that really offers a product that has the thiamine oxidase enzyme in it to take it is through Zymogen, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that is the case right now. And in full disclosure, I am on their board of advisors. But, you know, I'm on that board of advisors because I saw some things really work and really work well. And I asked, can I be on your board of advisors? I very much support what you're doing. And so another thing that I did, as we want to do as clinicians, we want to validate our treatment. So I went and I looked at some of these food sensitivity tests, and I pulled 300 charts, and I looked at who looked awful on paper and who felt awful as a person, and then who got better, both on paper, but more important, symptomatically. And another thing, one thing that I saw, the ones that had the most improvement had in common was they were using oral immunoglobulins. Well, what are those? These are things that help our immune system. But what was fascinating to me is something, again, that I learned from Dr. Fasano. This zonulin that tells your gut to open up, these oral immunoglobulins block. And so when I pulled all these charts and looked at who got better, I started to at least anecdotally discover this piece that could directly interfere with this zonulin that tells the gut to open up and really heal up that leaky gut, change that barrier, restore that first line defense so that you lower inflammation everywhere in the body.
Hmm. So I want to go back for a second for using the thiamine oxidase supplement. So, I mean, practically, you know, what are the indications for someone to use it? If you could explain that. I mean, somebody might have an IgG food sensitivity panel that they're looking at and, you know, they're trying to avoid. There's 15 foods. There's peas and coconut and wheat and dairy came up and a few other random things came up. Some are severe reactions, some are minor reactions, or they just have no idea what they're really allergic to, per se. They know they have some chronic symptoms or not quite sure what to do. I mean, where do you recommend, just off the shelf, if somebody walked into the Village Green, listened to the show and said, I want to try that product, I think I have some issues going on with my gut, how do you recommend people take it? And I know it's specific for every person, Dr. Burdette, so I'm not trying to nail you down on specific recommendations, but I think it would be helpful for people to know.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's nothing new to learn here. As clinicians, our minds are all filled with these things. As patients, our minds are all filled with what we hear on the news all the time. But the good news is, nothing new to learn. We already knew that inflammatory reactions could cause headaches, could cause joint pain, could cause gas or bloating, IBS, intestinal discomfort. And so for many people, remove the food, remove the inflammation, they'll feel better. But any of those things could also be not the trigger, not the food, but the ability to deal with it, the diamine oxidase. So if you have migraines, if you have joint pain, if you have seasonal allergies, if you have gut pain, if you have depression that are caused by an inflammatory component, taking this diamine oxidase will be helpful to you. So, for example, here was an aha moment for me. Diamine oxidase, we make it in the gut, but it drops off right before our period. Well, many women will tell you, I get a headache right before my period, and I often thought that had something to do with hormones or progesterone. It might not be. It might be the ability to deal with histamine. And so, for example, I have a patient who I could not get a handle on her migraine. When we started using this diamine oxidase, migraines went away. She takes it before her cycle. But a real easy way of taking it is one with a meal. If the food is likely to create histamine, just take the enzyme that degrades histamine with it. Now, of course, we want to clean up the diet, but this can fast-track things. As you're learning how to eat differently or you're accidentally exposed to something, if we just take the enzyme that degrades histamine, then we have a way to settle down that reaction and really speed the healing of the gut. Because if you eat something you're inflamed with, it is. It's like the little kid who keeps picking at the scab. That food keeps picking at the gut. Well, the diamine oxidase calms that down more quickly, so the gut can heal more quickly. So a real simple rule of thumb is one with a meal, or maybe two with a meal when you eat out or when you're having a food that you think might be offending to you.
Yeah.
Anytime you would think of a Benadryl or something of that nature, you could take diamine oxidase instead and potentially treat a little more deeply.
Yeah, no, it's a great recommendation, and I see its use that way, definitely in a couple ways. Certainly, if you know you're sensitive to something like Dr. Burdette talked about, if you know every time you eat a certain food, you get a little bit of a headache or you get some gastrointestinal discomfort, it certainly might be related to histamine. And giving a trial therapy of a couple of the diamine oxidase capsules with that food, you may find that you don't get that reaction anymore, which allows you to have a little more leeway, a little more freedom, a little bit more enjoyment and less restriction in your diet. And then, of course, the other application is if you're working with a clinician who's going through the due diligence to look at the markers for leaky gut, to look at your food sensitivity reactions, and to have you on a program that's working to restore the health of your gut, certainly using this enzyme with your meals can, as Dr. Burdette has put, speed that recovery process forward a bit. So those are two great applications, and thank you, Dr. Burdette, for sharing that with us. When we come back from the break, we're going to be wrapping up our conversation with some other great information related to food inflammation, food sensitivities, food allergies. We're going to talk maybe a little bit more about some of the testing and the pros and the cons. And so don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated,
unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials. We're here every week bringing you the latest and greatest information related to health and wellness, and today has been no exception. It's been one of the more interesting shows that we've had on for a while, or at least in my opinion, learning a lot of great information about the gut and GI, and it is a lot of information. So if you have further questions, please feel free to stop into the Village Green. You can request a time to come in and speak with me or any of the educated staff there, and we can explain a little bit more about these concepts of leaky gut and how what you eat and these delayed sensitivity reactions can lead to a lot of different symptoms. We have resources there to get testing for these different food sensitivities. We have the supplements there that we've been discussing regarding diamine oxidase and how to use it clinically. So we have all that information, so please feel free to stop in if something's perked your interest or you'd like to learn a little bit more. In this last segment, Dr. Burdette, you know, I'll kind of let you, as sort of a real expert in this field, talk about some of the more important topics that we maybe haven't covered or any other information that you would really like to share with our listeners that you think would be beneficial for them.
Yeah. And so I do think that sometimes there is debate out there, how much do these things matter? But, you know, let's first of all, listen to our bodies, listen to your patients. And people will come in and tell you, when I eat something, I feel more inflammation. I have diarrhea. I have a headache. So, again, it's that idea of the science catching up to what we've observed in our own bodies and clinically. And so some of the issue has been maybe when we've looked at food sensitivities in the past, the methodologies weren't as complete. But, again, science catches up to the practice, and I think that we've learned, and I've had the pleasure of working with an immunologist in this area who has graduated from MIT and did a postdoc at Harvard, and what he figured out is, again, one more nuance, but it's not just that IgG, but also a whole different part of our immune system, something called complement. I'm not going to get too into it at this moment, but when both of those are there together, that's what really triggers the symptoms. And so it might be some of the complaints of the testing, it's not really the testing, but just that it was missing a piece. So when I looked at this methodology and, again, pulled 300 pre and post and looked at who got better, what I saw was there's a very strong incidence of treating the gut. And these are not just people with IBS. But again, if we have poor gut function, we have less diamine oxidase. We don't handle histamine. If you don't handle histamine, you're more likely to have headaches and joint pain and fatigue. And even if you don't feel it now, that inflammation can be a trigger for heart disease, neurologic conditions in the future, or even potentially cancers. So I don't think that we were ever really wrong about foods creating inflammation, but the science just might have not been sensitive enough, or we might not have, it might not have really caught up to what we can now validate. And so again, when I pulled these 300 charts and looked at who really got better, they were doing things to treat the gut, and they were also using some of these oral immunoglobulins, something called IgG2000. And those oral immunoglobulins, you know what they're similar to? They're similar to what's found in breast milk. And so what do we all know about breastfeeding? That reduces allergies, that reduces eczema. I mean, the breastfeeding is there to heal the gut. When we're born, we have a very leaky gut. That's why you don't give newborns, food off the table, because their gut can't handle it yet. And so we can use some of these tools like immunoglobulins. And then when all this was starting to click into my head was right when there was a Sunday New York Times edition where they actually mentioned Spisano, and they showed this big picture of a baby, but instead of a head, a piece of bread with a frowny face. And what they saw was this area of Sweden that had all breastfeeding, for some reason went to no breastfeeding. When that happened, zonulin went up. When that happened, this group of babies were very food sensitive, particularly wheat, but other foods as well. So again, we see how what Mother Nature gave us, being so healthy to the gut, reducing inflammation, we're just trying to figure out how to mimic that as much as possible. And so it turns out, yes, a healthy diet is what we need to reduce inflammation. And then you might need a few other tools to speed up that process, things like HistBlock, the diamine oxidase, to break down histamine, to allow the gut to heal, IgG2000, some immunoglobulins that mimic breast milk. So we can't go back in time, but we can mimic what Mother Nature has given us. And again, there's medicine in our food, and how wholesome is that? And let's kind of think about the scenario. Maybe the kid who can't focus in school. And we have two options. We can either say, here's a medication. You can use this to control your body. Or you can learn the foods that are right for you to eat. You can control your own system. You can control wellness. And you're now empowered to take these things on. And you're not stuck in place with some genetic predisposition. Or if you are, there are tools that can modulate that and keep those things from being expressed. And that's what we taught somebody from the kid level all the way up to the adult level, is that you're in charge of your health. You can be empowered. We can measure simple things from the blood, like 132 foods and how you handle these things. And now we can give back to you the tools to restore your health.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is always the goal, is to understand more about each person. We talked about this over and over again on the show when I've had all of these leading experts and doctors doing cutting edge work with things like depression, heart disease, neurological disease, mood disorders, inflammation. It all comes down to understanding the subset of circumstances that are leading to your ill health. And for many people, it might be different. For a lot of people, there may be the same trends. So if you look at a condition just as a condition, and if we keep trying to approach it as just making drugs to try and manipulate it, we'll never get to the root of it. Looking at these other issues, these understanding the landscape of what's going on in a person, and then taking an organized approach to addressing each one, is how we achieve truly vibrant and holistic health. And that is exactly what we were talking about today, understanding the foods, understanding the triggers. And that, again, as we've talked about so many times, is really one of the most exciting things that we should have learned at today's show, is that we now have the science to validate what we've always known, that foods can cause significant health problems, even if they're not causing the typical immediate IgE reactions. So that's the take-home message. Dr. Burdette, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. It is always enlightening and always a pleasure.
I really enjoyed speaking with you as well, and I really appreciate what you're doing with this radio show, because I think the more people know, the more they can really control their health and make more that they can engage in their passion.
Absolutely. So thank you all for listening. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We'll be back next Sunday at 10 o'clock. So wishing you all, until then, the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.